Phoenix Audio presents
A Kiplinger Guide. Money, Smart Women. By the staff of Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine. Chapter 1. Why a Guide for Women? When it comes to money, we women need to think single throughout our lives. At some time, we will be solely responsible for our finances. If you are young and single, you probably will draw up your first budget and apply for credit on your own. If you marry, it could end in divorce. Nearly half of all marriages do. And you would be making financial decisions on your own again. And because women live, on average, 7 years longer than men, odds are you will spend some years as a widow. We also lead very different financial lives from men. We live longer and still earn less than they do. Our career paths tend to take more twists and turns. We may drop out of the workforce for 6 weeks to care for our newborn babies, or several years to raise our families. We may work part-time from home or shorten work weeks in order to tend ailing parents. We may be forced into the workforce when our husbands lose their jobs or because of divorce or widowhood. We are earning more than we used to. We earn over $900 billion a year, more than four times what we did in 1975. We constitute nearly half the workforce in this country, and our paychecks make up an important part of total family income. And we continue to close the earnings gap. Median earnings for women employed full-time are now nearly 80% of men's, up from 63%.